city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio. Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Jinda endorses Makhebe Zulu for 2026 presidential race. LWSC warns against illegal land development in garden compound. In international news, Libya, Algeria and Tunisia agree to a rationale unequitable of the water in a giant aquifer. Copper Queens drawn against Uganda in Olympic race. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. PF Pomozi Alliance Munali parliamentary candidate Crispin Jinda has announced his endorsement of lawyer Makhebe Zulu for the presidency ahead of 13th August 2026 general elections. Jinda indicated that his decision is aimed at supporting leadership he believes can help build a unified and progressive future for the country. He also highlighted Makhebe's strong tie to Munali, describing him as a leader with deep roots in their constituents. Makhebe Zulu, a Lusaka-based lawyer and former cabinet minister, previously served as Eastern Province Minister under former President Edgar Chagwalungu between 2016 and 2021. He officially launched his presidential campaign in March 2026, focusing on constitutionalism, economic recovery, and youth empowerment. The Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company, LWSC, has warned members of the public against ongoing illegal and unauthorized land development on its property located within the sewer ponds area in Garden Township. The utility company stated that the 5-acre parcel of land is reserved for critical public infrastructure, including future water storage facilities and a planned booster station under the Lusaka Water City Improvement Project, which is currently at feasibility and design stage. LWSC Public Relations Manager Ruthie Mulenga Mukwaya says legal and administrative measures to halt the violation and protect the land has been taken. The company has issued a notice to the Ngwelele Ward 22 councillor and undesignified developers, ordering them to stop all separations and construction activities and to remove illegal structures.
These illegal activities threaten the planned infrastructure projects and pose a serious threat to sustainable water and sanitation service delivery in Lusaka. As the city continues to grow, particularly in the eastern and western corridors, it is critical to protect land reserved for essential infrastructure needed to support future expansions of the water supply systems. Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation therefore strongly cautions members of the public against purchasing or acquiring plots in the affected area. Any such transactions are unlawful and will not be recognized by the company or relevant authorities and may result in loss of investment. The company remains committed to protecting its public assets and ensuring that infrastructure development is undertaken in a planned and lawful, sustainable manner for the benefits of the citizens and residents of Lusaka.
Residents have paid tribute to Yangeni Member of Parliament Moses Moyo for a new maternity annex at Kayeka Health Post in Wangeni constituents, Chipata District. Lilian Zuru of Njalaniko Village in Singo Ward explained that the facility has running water, beds and facilities for premature babies. Zulu highlighted that the maternity annex has transformed the area because they previously struggled with transport money to reach distance facilities as the area is remote. Another resident, Timothy Zulu, noted that the maternity annex has reduced the need to travel long distances to Mwini and Chipata Central for health care services. He pointed out that over 15 villages are benefiting from the facility, including Kayeka, among others. Susan Ichilumbu explained that hiring a motorbike at night when labor begins is risky as riders refuse, fearing attacks from criminals. Still in local news, Child Fund Zambia has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening partnership aimed at improving access to healthcare and essential medicines supplies for vulnerable children across the country. This came as the organization hosts a senior delegate from MAP International, a global non-profitable dedicated to expanding access to medicines and health services for underserved communities. The visit is expected to deepen collaboration between two organizations and enhance ongoing programs targeting disadvantaged children in Zambia. Speaking on the Development Child Fund Country Director Victor Koi says that the partnership between Child Fund Zambia and MAP International has been instrumental in reaching vulnerable population both locally and globally.
The principal focus of this visit is obviously to enhance the partnership that we have, but more than that, to be able to engage government. MAP has a mandate of ensuring that they reach vulnerable children. As you know, non-profits cannot be able to undertake this without the support of government. Government are the duty bearers. So we are engaging government, and MAP has recently supported us in the distribution of micronutrients for prenatal children, and so he is coming to first of all engage governments to see how we can be able to enhance that partnership, but also to just look at some of the work that's been donated to Child Fund, and we have been able to implement this across the country. So he's here to engage with us, engage with government, and also visit specific sites where this work has been done.
Meanwhile, MAP International has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening healthcare partnership in Zambia with a focus on improving access to medical supplies for vulnerable communities. Speaking during his visit, MAP International President Chris Palombo described Zambia as a country with a strong and resilient healthcare system, but stressed that government efforts alone are not sufficient to meet all public health needs. Mr. Palombo noted that collaboration with the trusted partners such as Child Fund Zambia is essential in extending support to underserved population, particularly children, widows, and the elderly.
So Child Fund here, they're a trusted partner of MAP International, so we're pleased to work with Child Fund for a very long time. So my visit is to spend some time building relationships, getting known. I have been with MAP now 2 years. This is my first trip to Zambia, so I've been here a couple of years, and for me, a lot of the goal is to build relationships so that we can do more work and have better effectiveness long term. So that's a bit of the visit, and also it's a beautiful country. What an opportunity and a privilege. It's an honor to come and see and visit. So so that'll be this visit. We'll have conversation with the government as well, and a lot of